Hey, hello, peace, greetings. This is your girl, Serene Blue, and I'm going to go ahead and announce it now. I am a little under the weather, so please excuse my voice. But I have been missing my podcast, and I was just like, I'm going through so much stuff through this transformation season that everything has been in so much of a daze and a whirlwind, like tunnel vision for me, that I've literally had to go within during this transformation season. I've really had to go within, use my body as the altar that it is. And with that being said, there's so much I want to update you guys on. Like, I have recently quit my therapist. She definitely kept reminding me of her white privilege. Like, that's what she would literally say. Amongst what's going on in my real life. And it just seemed like therapy was not a fit for me right now. I'm going to have to pause on it. But I want to say I cannot wait to get back to it. I don't know if I'm going to return to the same therapist. But I definitely, in my absence from the last prior 2 months, it definitely made me deal with a lot of things that I was not dealing with, that I knew needed to be dealt with and still dealing with. So on that note, I will say for now, I'm not going to speak on it, but just know there will definitely be a podcast coming about spiritual divorce. And that's all I'm going to say right there. So be looking out for that when I can really speak on, divorce, the ending of things spiritually. What else? But again, I am currently under the weather, and these last 2 months, it's been just a lot, guys. I really had to go within with my thalassophobia, my deep fear of unknown shit, and it's been crazy. Libra season definitely showed me where I was unbalanced at. As Scorpio season is coming to a close, it definitely plunged me to the damn bottom of the ocean and activated that thalassophobia to where I couldn't run from shit anymore. So literally everything right now is on Front Street. And I'm really having to channel deep within and remain still as possible, which has not been easy for me. So I'm not even going to lie and say I have not been a part of a chaotic situation when I have been, because I've been really working on my responses to people, knowing responses and just the lesson, knowing discernment. So with that being said, you guys, it's definitely, I know it's only been 2 months, but it's been a long 2 months. There are so many changes right now that's going on. I know I have mentioned in this podcast before, what was I going to do? Because you all knew I also have an astrology podcast. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to integrate it finally into one. And you just have the option of listening to my astrology episodes, or you can skip them and we can just stick to the spiritual side of things. And how I'm dealing with mundane things in a spiritual or metaphysical way. Because I know one of my biggest lessons is interconnectivity. I'm always trying to separate things. You know, the Gemini mind, we have 1,000 things. And I'm really learning to channel and bring it all together into one. You know, really harnessing on this stillness that I want to be. That's why I've named myself Serene Blue. To be able to use my power peacefully and calmly and not irrationally. So with that being said, let me update you guys on where you can find me for sure, because I am getting back onto posting more on my social media. I am on Instagram and Twitter right now under Serene Blue, SERENEBLU. Again, that's SERENEBLU. So you can find me on Instagram and Twitter under Serene Blue. And of course, it'll be differentiations of blue on the page. So reach me there, because I am now starting to do readings. I offer three types: your birth natal chart readings, spiritual metaphysical readings, and intuitive photo readings, where I read energy from photos that you share with me about a person, place, or thing, and we get to the root of the issue. Rather that be through a spiritual or metaphysical reading or strictly a birth natal chart reading. So if you need one of those readings to get you cleared in your life, I am your girl, Serene Blue. I am here to do that. That is a part of my purpose. Reach out to me. You can also reach out to my email at sereneblue7@gmail.com as well. I am really pushing you guys to come back to the positive side of me as I deal with dark things in my life and learn to just let shit be. This is actually the second time me re-recording this podcast. I had like a juicy podcast of almost 20 minutes long and it didn't record right. So right now, as I check the time and the day, it is exactly 2 a.m. November 19th. So we are approaching witching hour, ancestor hour, spirit realm hour, spirit guides hour. And so I'm going to wrap up this podcast here shortly. But if you need to contact me and you want those readings, please feel free to reach out to me. Also, you guys, if there's anything you want me to discuss, a part of my podcast, I would love you guys send in voice messages and I will respond with an episode and use your voice message in my podcast. I think that would be so cool and so dope. I'm really into strengthening and building relationships with people. So again, please feel free to reach out to me. The prices for those services is $25 for a 30-minute session and $45 for an hour session. Again, I don't think that's bad at all compared to the market out here. And again, however we need to get that reading done, DM me, email me at sereneblue7@gmail.com and or Instagram or Twitter. One of those ways you can reach out to me. We can schedule the reading. We can get you the clarity that you need in your life. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to share as much as my gifts with the world. I have been withholding my gift, especially the intuitive photo reading. And I've been like so much of a stickler with trying to figure out how I'm going to put it out. And I just said, fuck it. Put it out there. Whoever's meant to receive it will receive it. So that's what it is. You guys, I'm taking a plunge and I'm trusting my intuition and I'm trusting my gift, because I know that's what gives me peace. You know, that's part of me being Serene Blue. And what else? I think I've mentioned how I'm going to go down to one podcast. So expect the changes with that, as well as how you can get in contact with me. I gave you guys also a brief description early on in the podcast about, you know, the mood that this last 2 months have been giving me and how I'm really, you know, I'm in this fight. I'm not giving up on me or myself. I know Sagittarius season is coming, so I'm about to go through even another level of, you know, that's what this feels like. I've been going through another level of spiritual awakening. And I'm ready for everything that Sagittarius is going to give my ascendant sign. I'm so ready for it. I'm ready to embark on this shit because it's so much shit that I just been still on. But I'm learning to channel it in a very calm way and stop doing things irrational. So on that note, you guys, I appreciate y'all so much for still tuning in and checking up on me, listening to the podcast, and the feedback I have received. Thank you. Thank you so much. So much gratitude. I hope all is well with each and every one of you that is listening right now. And I'm back. I am back. I'm just going to start dropping these podcasts like it ain't nothing. So I hope you're ready to listen because there's so much I have to say. Okay. So until next time, you guys, this is Serene Blue. Love you. Be peaceful. Be calm. Until next time. Peace.